But it's not Alexander that she's favouring, because the Greek letters beside her tell us that this is the coin of King Lysimachus. Lysimachus had been one of Alexander's generals and companions. He ruled Thrace from Alexander's death until his own death in 281 BC. So why didn't Lysimachus mint a coin that showed himself as king? The answer is quite simple. He's trying in this coin to appropriate the glory and the authority of his predecessor. Alexander died in his early 30s, and his empire quickly disintegrated into a confusion of shifting territories under competing warlords. Lysimachus was just one of these. All of the warlords claimed that they were the true heirs of Alexander, and many of them minted coins with his image on them to prove it. This was a struggle fought out not just on the battlefield, but on the coinage. It's a textbook early example of a timeless political ploy, harnessing the authority and the glamour of a great leader of the past to boost yourself in the present. Dead reputations are usually more stable and more manageable than living ones. Since the Second World War, for example, Churchill and de Gaulle have been claimed by British and French political leaders of all hues when it suited the day's agenda. But in democratic societies, this is a high-risk strategy, as Andrew Marr, the political commentator, points out.